Jupiter's moon. It's no Garden of Eden.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Secular scientists have long thought that Jupiter's moon, Europa, was the best candidate for finding life in our own solar system. But you know, that hope has been dealt a strong blow. You see, instead of being the long-hoped-for haven of life, it appears that Europa's surface may be contaminated with acid and peroxide, certainly not the best for most life to exist. One NASA scientist stated that some spots may actually be made up of concentrated sulfuric acid. Now, this news has certainly almost dashed hopes of Europa being an ideal place to search for supposed alien life. In other words, it's no Garden of Eden of life. If scientists really want to find the source of life, they don't have to keep looking to the planets and stars. All they have to do is look to the Bible, where we have the words of the only one who was there when life began, the Creator God.
Why do so many people, including Christians, put their trust in the words of Darwin? In our brand new pocket guide on the life and work of Charles Darwin, we'll show you how evolution is bankrupt scientifically and scripturally. The 96-page pocket guide makes for some great reading. Your donation of any amount today will get it sent in the mail to you. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.